Second question, there is a popular concept among Christians that when we are taken to heaven, we will have wings, based on the fact that Jesus told us that we will be like angels in heaven and there will be no more marriage. Can you explain what your position is? Will we have wings?
Well, I believe we will be able to fly. See, Adam and Eve, I think, when God first made them, were not quarantined or imprisoned in the Garden of Eden. I think that it's God's plan for us to be able to interact with the other creatures. One reason for that is you read in the book of Job, the sons of God gather in this heavenly meeting. Lucifer says, I came from the earth because it's mine now, but these other sons of God from other worlds, perhaps, have come to meet with the Lord. And so will we have birds' wings? I don't know. It does say in Isaiah 40:31, speaking of the saved, they will mount up with wings like eagles. I don't know if that means we have eagles' wings or they're wings of light. You know, many of us have sung the song Rock of Ages. Of course, that's not the Bible, but that verse says, we will soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. I do think that we're going to be able to fly.
Well, Jesus raised right up into the clouds.
Yeah, that's my point, is we're not going to be... That's a good example. He just went up into the sky. Yeah. I don't know that he was flapping stork's wings or anything.
Right, yeah.
Wings are a term that can be used to mean able to fly.
I've heard you say oftentimes, Doug, that there is a dimension that we're just not aware of, that like a fourth dimension or something, and maybe there's something in there that we're just not aware of yet.
Adam and Eve lost this whole realm, that spirit world. We don't understand some of those dynamics. All I know is I flew 4 hours today in a small plane with my family back from a meeting in Idaho, and I love flying up in the sky.
But his arms are not flapping.
No, my wings aren't tired.